I wrote down on this notepad, remove buzz.
Remove buzz? Oh, so you want me to go in and
edit? No. I'm going to do it because it was like, I was thinking about it. It's like, oh, that's already on a separate audio track. All I have to do is just silence that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, before you send it to me?
Yeah. I can just silence it out of that track before I send it to you. And then it's like, oh, okay. Then it didn't happen.
Didn't we mention it though?
Yeah, but that's fine. That makes the, by that point, the joke had been sprung. I just feel like it's funny that I fucked it up, but it's also, I feel like the joke would have been, I think the joke will land with Fatty funnier when I, do the gag than if he figured it out ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. So, we've been watching the Star Search.
This
Star Search.
Star Search.
Netflix has revived Star Search. It has.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen.
Who's that?
She's John Legend's wife. She was a model. Okay. She's whatever. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
Buffy.
I know who Shara is.
And Jelly Roll.
I don't know who Jelly Roll
is. He's a rapper. He's a white rapper.
I assume.
He's a white rapper.
Are we still on YouTube?
Oh yeah, I could take us off of YouTube.
Also, are we Zoom? We can stop Zoom recording.
That's right. YouTube, bye, love you. Mean it.
Join us over on pride48.com.
Too late. So I'm not recording there. What else was I turning off? Oh, the
recording. The Zoom recording.
Let's see, stop.
Craig
is recording stopped.
Okay. Craig. So anyway, we've been watching this, and I am as we know, I believe in God.
Yes.
You know, I have varying opinions of actual religion. I do go to church mainly just because I get to play my trumpet, which some people
you
hate.
You believe in a benevolent higher being.
Yes.
Okay.
But you know, I don't know that I prescribe to all the specific denomination stuff. But I don't like to be surprised by religion in a show. I don't like to be, but I like to choose when I get, I don't want to be, you don't expect in a talent show, that you are going to get a sermon.
Oh,
now, there was a guy who sang, apparently Jelly Roll is like a big time Christian.
Okay.
And he, even though he's a pop, well, he's a rapper. I mean, he's not a Christian artist.
He is an artist that is a Christian.
Yeah. And he does have some songs that are religious.
Okay.
And so one of the contestants sang one of his religious songs. Right?
I was going to try to make that joke, Lamont Cranston, but I couldn't figure out how to work it in. So I went with the other one. Go ahead.
So this is... I'm just going to play a little bit of this.
Okay.
You turned a sinner into a saint backstage, brother. I just got to tell you that right now. Voting around the world is now open. So what do you at home think of Bear? You can give him 1 to 5 stars, with 5 stars being the best. So get busy with those remotes. Right now. We're going to check in with our judges, and I got to go in with my brother Jelly Roll, who is wiping tears from his face right now. But I want to say something before we get into Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Bear Bailey picked this song long before Jelly Roll was going to be a judge on this show. I just want everybody in the world at home right now. And before I get into Jelly Roll, I want to ask Bear.
This is where it started.
You picked this song, my friend, because I'm a very imperfect person loved by a perfect God. And Jesus has redeemed me, Jelia. I have a drug addiction. I've lost everything because of addictions, and I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
But I serve a God who is, and he believes in redemption.
I'm
just thankful for God. I thank you, Jesus.
I mean, I expected someone to start speaking in tongues. And then
you might have to start with Chrissy.
And Jelly Roll's crying.
Okay. Yeah.
And so then when he talks,
everybody. Jesus is for everybody. He doesn't hate anybody. He loves everybody, and that's what he stands for. I'm cheering for you. The voice wasn't crazy. You took my song and made it your song.
I mean, he's saying Jesus is for everybody. He basically went on like a 5-minute thing where he said, I was praying earlier today if God would bring a way for me to share him with others through this show. And I'm like, what the Netflix? Like, people aren't tuning in to
God, please allow me to spread my word far and wide, but it shouldn't involve my own money. It should be something that's like, because I have a lot of money, I could pay to put myself out there, but I really am looking for something, you know, free, something anyway, that I could do that's free.
I'm just saying, I believe in God, and that annoyed the heck out of me.
Yeah,
I was like, I did not.
Yeah.
You
didn't sign up to be proselytized.
I didn't. No. Like, I just thought I was going to be watching a talent competition.
I know.
You know? And then, anyway, that's it.
This is how I feel. I know you're going to be upset. I know you're going to be upset, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway, because this is the truth. This is the truth. This is how I feel. When I am at a grocery store and I am leaving the register with my bags of groceries that I have just paid for, and I am exiting the store, and the cashier said, you know, have a nice day, and I was like, thank you or whatever, and they say, have a blessed day. I fucking hate that. It's like,
I don't like it either.
Don't tell me to have a fucking blessed day. You don't know my religion. You don't know anything about me. Why do you need to do that? Why do you need to do? See, that's how I feel when those people do that. It's how you feel when the way over. So imagine how I feel about the way over the top guys.
I know. Yeah. I can only imagine, because, I mean, I believe, but it just annoys. I'm like, maybe it annoys me for the people like you, where I'm like, I know they don't want to hear that, but I just really, and I know it is part of the Christian mandate.
Kathy Marshall, Jelly Roll is a rap artist.
Yeah.
I didn't know who it was either.
He has tattoos on his face.
I'm going to now Google it. And I'm going to see if I can find somebody.
He's popular at the moment.
Yeah. Let me see. He's 41 years old. Let's see what are some of his songs here. I wish... Oh, you know what? I could go over on YouTube Music and it would sort it by the number of plays. So it looks like Save Me is the most, 521 million streams. Let's see.
1, 2, 3.
He can count. Slow song.
Somebody save me, me from myself.
So I guess singer and rapper.
multi-award-winning, four-time Grammy-nominated Nashville native singer-songwriter Jelly Roll claimed the number one spot on the Billboard 200 all-genre chart with his critically acclaimed 2024 album, Beautifully Broken. The release concluded his most successful year yet and followed his sold-out nationwide Beautifully Broken arena tour. Let's see, top country album just a year before. And yeah, he's not a rapper at all. There's nothing about him.
Something I heard or read said rapper.
Not yeah. A rapper.
Google, when I type Jelly Roll into the search, it says dash American rapper and singer.
His official biography that I just read to you just calls him a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, even Wikipedia says known professionally as Jelly Roll, mm-hmm. is an American rapper, singer, mm-hmm. songwriter.
Anyway. All right. I mean, no, I get it. I was almost...
So,
and for those of you who don't
affected
have,
that, I almost decided not to watch anymore.
For those of you who may not have experienced this feeling before, perhaps you would be familiar with a network television show that has a gay character on it, but that gay character just leans into every fucking stereotype that there is. And you, as a gay man, are like, oh, you're just like, oh, this is like, stop it. Just stop it. Just stop. Like, that's not how we are, right? It's like, that's how some of us are, but it's not how all of us are. And it's great for those that are, but it's also.
Well, that, and it just makes me feel icky because I don't think we should. I know that we're supposed to, but it doesn't feel right. Like, we shouldn't be forcing our religion on other people.
Right.
Like if they want to do it, just it ooks me out. I don't like it.
It's ooky. I don't like it. And it's spooky. It's
altogether kooky.
Altogether kooky. It's the Adams
family. The Adams family.
Look at that, Adam. You picked it out. That's why we have such great chemistry.
Yeah.
Is because you picked up on those.
So that was one of my topics.
Yeah.
The other, and I don't know if you said you didn't have much, so I'm just kind of.
I didn't have much, but I'm very interested in your twink MAGA debate. So, did you take my advice? Did you go and check out Dean Withers and Parker Get a Job? And,
you know, it's funny. I like Parker Get a Job's debates better.
I
like the other guy, and the other guy's gay. Parker is straight.
Dean's debates
better.
Dean's not gay. Dean is gay. No, he has a girlfriend.
One of the two of them is gay.
Nope, neither of them are gay. There's a ton of like everyone, you know, all the right wingers online want to make them gay, but no, both of them are straight.
No, one of them that I watched today literally said, I'm gay.
I don't know who that
Unless
was.
It recommended someone else.
That maybe it recommended someone else.
I'll have to look back at my history now.
Dean,
because I just start clicking, and then Dean, you know, maybe it recommended someone else to me.
Dean's sister is gay, but neither Parker, both Parker and Dean have longtime girlfriends. They are straight. They're allies though. They're absolutely gay allies.
So I just listened to a few today.
Okay,
and I think I could take them in small doses, but. I like both of them.
Yeah.
And I like the way they're very calm and they're very. Now, Parker likes to throw some. He likes to call people snowflakes. And
yep, he does.
Some stuff like that.
Especially if it looks like they're going to hang up or whatever. He's like, no, tell me I'm right. No, you fucker. You can't walk away. He's just like,
very calm about it. He's very, like, he doesn't yell.
Yeah.
He doesn't whatever, but he'll. Anyway, I like his arguments better.
Yeah.
But what it really told me, just my general, and I knew this.
Yeah.
But it reiterated to me how dumb these people are.
Yes. Yes.
How abs and it doesn't it seems to me that you couldn't even be that dumb. Like, how could you how could you be
that
as
dumb as yet there they fucking are.
Everything he says, he's quoting sources.
Yep.
He's like all this, and then they'll be like, "Well, I did my research." Yep. He's like, well, "Where's your source?" And then they'll like go off on something else because they don't have a source, or it'll be you know, Facebook or something,
right?
And it's like,
"Trust me, bro. What's your source? Trust me, bro."
Some people with just the most disgusting. This guy that was telling him in this debate today that women should be subservient to him,
right? That's what the Bible says.
Ugh. I mean, just, I would.
Adam, it is amazing. I mean, I used to listen to C-SPAN in the morning when they called in, and, you know, that used to be my favorite blood sport, was the people calling in to Washington Journal the first hour every morning. But the C-SPAN host can't say anything back. So then what that led to, and the reason I stopped doing that, is because, you know, I enjoy hearing the crazy people, but I enjoy hearing the crazy people when they're corrected. And C-SPAN was no longer giving me that dopamine hit, right? It was just crazy people saying crazy things completely unopposed. By the way, kind of like how Trump does all the fucking time. It's like nobody ever fucking pushes back. He's like, you have like these national news reporters interviewing him, and he says things that are absolutely lies, and they don't challenge him on it at all. They just like, they pivot away from it because they know that if they say anything, then the entire 30-minute interview is just going to be arguing over one stupid, you know, stupid thing. Because he's just going to keep going, yes, I am. 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 He's a 12-year-old. Anyway, I forgot where I parked my bike. What were we talking about?
I was just saying that those people are dumb. And that they don't have sources. And that it's just... And you were saying that you really enjoyed the
I used to enjoy
the rebuttals.
I used to enjoy the sparring on C-SPAN before it became just let's just say our batshit crazy things, but now I have renewed hope in both Parker and Dean because those are the crazy ass callers. But in this case, the C-SPAN host like fact check them on the spot, and that's the more that's the better one. Especially when they call them on their bullshit. I'm still not convinced that there's not some fake artists in the mix there because...
Oh, you mean like he's has some actors?
I don't know that he's necessarily in on it, but he may know. Like, I don't even know that it's a coordinated thing. I just know that there is a caller that I've heard more than once that does that Phil Hendry style thing where they have a repeating catchphrase, but anytime Dean talks, they stop talking. Like they don't ever talk over him or anything. They, you know, like they're very respectful, but they say really dumb things. And when they're called on the carpet, they just kind of take it. And, but in a funny way, but anyway, the point is I enjoy it thoroughly. I have laughed out loud more. Things that idiots have said and people because it's just so cathartic because I hear stupid people say stupid things all the time and I roll my eyes and I think it's dumb. But in this way, now I'm hearing other people laughing at it, right? It validates the fact that it's like, oh yeah, you're right. Oh, thank God. I'm not crazy. That person is a fucking moron. Okay, great. Thank you for validating that. Yeah, I'm not fucking going insane.
Yeah. And like, Parker debated with one guy who was actually seemed to be more intelligent.
Yeah.
Although his reasons for the things
were dumb.
It's not that it was dumb, but it was like he was anti-immigration because he didn't want our culture to change.
Yeah. So white nationalist. Yeah.
Oh, like that's icky to me. Like, yeah. I don't want...
It's not like, just you. Yes, that's sick to a fucking lot of people. Yeah.
But he was actually smarter than a lot of the caller. This was like a in-person thing, yeah. That the interview that... Yeah. But at least he was smarter, but his... He even said he wouldn't have preferred to vote for Trump.
Isn't it sad, but, though, when you hear know, when you hear people that you would otherwise think were intelligent just cling to the dumbest fucking, like, easily disprovable, you know, fact?
Yeah.
And they just cling to it because of some weird religious or political belief. And it's just like, but I know that you're a smart person. Like, I know that you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that you know it's bullshit. I know that you know that when Kristi Noem stands up there and says that this, you know, radical terrorist was brandishing his weapon and charging at the, while you're watching the video of that not happening, like, you know that that's bullshit. Like, you, and yet people still try to defend it. But it's like, you see the video, you hear her words. They do not match. She is lying, right? It's like, here's the video from multiple angles. Like, you know, or the coping of, you know, let's find a video of Alex Pretty doing some petty vandalism on a tail light or something, as if it's some kind of big fucking gotcha. It's like, yeah, okay, he kicked a taillight, whatever. Then write him a ticket. Like, you don't kill him. That's not a killable offense. It's like, if I were to kick somebody's taillight out in their driveway and they were to, like, you know, prosecute me for it, I would pay fines. It would be a misdemeanor, whatever. It's like, it's not a killable offense. Like, not, it's like they've just bought into this, it's black and white. There are zero shades of gray. Right, it's just black or white. You know what? You know what? I'm gonna, Adam. Because I haven't talked about him in a while, so I'm gonna talk about it.
I'm looking. Does YouTube now automatically unlist when you stop streaming?
I don't know.
Because
maybe it's not there.
Because I made it public.
I'm going to go there. That's not the right account.
But it shows unlisted, so.
I think this is the right account.
I guess it'll be okay.
Oh, no, I don't want to sign in. I don't remember that fucking password. It's a billion years ago. No. All right, fine. Now, I can't help you, Adam. That's on an old account, and I'm far too high to try to figure out what my password is right now.
I don't even know what you were helping me with.
I was going to look. I was going to look at the YouTube Creator Studio, but the account that's linked to it is a WDW Aristocrafts account, and I have not signed into that in a million years. And it wants me to authenticate, and I can't. I'm going to do this, though, Adam. I'm going to mention somebody that I haven't mentioned in a long time. Not somebody, but a thing. Critical Role, Adam. You know that I like to watch Critical Role.
Yes. Where they play D&D and it's professional voice actors. Yes. And it's like four hours long.
So there is this ongoing campaign. This current campaign, which is being DM'd by Brendan Lee Mulligan, is... we've just been introduced to this new family in this latest episode, not the latest, by the way, but 2 weeks ago episode, where we met this family, which is very, you know, they speak like they are very German, you know, like German kind of speaking things, which I can't do. And, but Brendan described them as they go from green to red. There's no orange. Right. It's like things are great until they're not. And then it's extreme. Right. It's like it's bad. There's no middle ground. It's, you know, hot, cold, green, red, whatever. Like there was some handmaiden that had gone and sent off a pigeon to, you know, to alert someone, and they caught her. And the guy is just like, did did the lady tell you to send a bird? And she's like, no, but, and he just immediately just like cut her head off. Right. It's just like, you know, there's no middle ground, just like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that is how I feel Republicans have gotten, especially MAGA Republicans have gotten now. It's just like the world is either good or evil, right? It's like, being blocking traffic is a killable offense, right? Carrying a gun is a killable offense. You know, filming ICE officers is a killable offense. You know, questioning anything is a killable offense. It's just like there's no middle ground, right? There's no like, well, okay, well, that's no, I don't. But what brings me joy, or at least hope, are listening to these same, you know, twink debaters. We're talking about Parker Get a Job and Dean Withers. You know, occasionally there are these brainwashed people that they manage to get through to. And it's like, and I feel like more and more of them are, you know, no, I'm not for that. Or I'm not. I feel like this latest round of videos from the guy getting shot has really turned a lot of people. You know, I've heard people come in as like, well, I haven't seen, and then like show them the video and they're like, oh yeah, no, absolutely. That was murder. That was flat out murder. There's no, like, they had already disarmed him. Right. So it's like, I feel like it was a definite turning point. I mean, Trump clearly has signaled that it was a turning point, right? Because he's starting to scale back. He sent, you know, Tom Homan in there instead of, you know, got rid of Greg Bovino and whatever. It didn't change a single damn policy or do anything like that. But, you know, hey, he changed the, you know, the paint on the door. But it scared him enough to do that and for him to walk back some of his remarks and to walk back. I mean, but he was right back at it today. But, you know, for at least, I don't know, 24 hours, it distracted him in another way. Enough so that he backed down. But it dawned on me that not a single fucking Democratic politician had anything to do with that. Like that. Trump backing down in Minnesota didn't have a damn thing to do with any Democrat, any Democratic congressman or, you know, in any kind of role. That had to do with the people. That had to do with the people standing up and going, bullshit, this is not right. This is not, you know, good. And I think the real fear out of Minnesota, and the reason that they're, you know, toying with the idea of leaving is that Minnesota was showing the rest of the country how off-the-shelf technology can help a whole bunch of strangers get organized, right? Like, they had Discord servers set up where you could, if you were out on, you know, you could sign up for the ICE watch or whatever, where you could patrol around and follow ICE vehicles. And when you find a tag, you can, like, go in this Discord channel and you can be like, hey, here's a tag number. And then someone else can, like, look it up and go like, oh, yeah, that's a known ICE vehicle or not. It's like, basically, there's people at their computers doing research for the people that are out in the field, and cause it's all in, it's just driving them nuts. Like, they keep talking about these highly paid and organized opposition and everything. It's like, they're not highly paid. They're just using modern technology. Like, we can do that now, right? We can make things like that now without it being a big deal. Like, those things just exist off the shelf, right? You can make an ad hoc Discord server and accommodate thousands of people before you have to even pay a dime for it. So it's like, you know, these tools are what, you know, it used to be Twitter. Well, they bought up Twitter, so we can't use that anymore. So now, you know, we're moving on. Like Jeff Goldblum said, Adam, life finds a way. Well, I guess it wasn't Jeff Goldblum. It was the character from Jurassic Park that Jeff Goldblum played. I don't know that that would be Jeff Goldblum's.
I mean, he said it.
He said it, but he wrote, you know, he didn't write it. He didn't mean it. He read it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He read it.
Well, anyway, that was it. So I will probably continue to watch those. because I find them to be intelligent, and they're both easy on the eyes.
They are. They're both.
And you don't have to see the other people. You just hear them. So that's nice, too.
That is nice.
Because I don't think I would want to see most of these people.
Yeah, it is fascinating to have you donated yet to them?
No.
Have you sent them a tip yet?
Nope.
Are you going to?
Well, I haven't done any of the live, because that happens in the live shows, right? So I've just been watching like shorts and
so you haven't
recorded. I haven't gone into a live show.
Yeah, no, that happens. Well, if you want them to say it out loud, it happens on the live show. But I mean, their PayPal links and everything are always live. I mean, you can always send them.
Well, they haven't asked for any money.
No, they never do. But send them money, and so then they thank them, which
they
then,
make plenty.
Yeah, they do.
They don't need any money from me.
I almost sent Dean $5 the other night because he had just swapped out his mixer. Oh, you're gonna just
this is your porn. Instead of going to like, you know, the site that I used to be on, Flirt for Free.
Yeah.
You're like tipping political pundits, twink political pundits.
Only because I was sick. Remember, I was sick. And
yeah.
I was laying in bed and I was watching his live stream, and he had just gotten a new mixer, and he had brought on a co-host to rebut this one guy. Cause anytime it gets weird, like it gets like racial weird, where he's like, you know, he tends to bring in his black friends to do that arguing for him. Which I mean is fine.
Does he just have a black friend on standby at all times?
Like, they have a Discord server of a bunch of those hosts that, you know, they all chat with each other and like, hey, are you free? Can you, like, a lot of times Dean, someone will come and pop up on Dean's and he's like, oh, good. So I need to go pee. Right. And so they'll run a call or whatever while he goes pee. But it's like, yeah, they all know each other. They all kind of, you know, hang around each other, like at least online. Like they're not all in the same place, but it's a little community, Adam. It's a little community. But what was I saying? I've drifted again.
Do you have something behind you that is like a light that's activated by sound? Because when you're talking, it's like
it is, isn't it?
Moving. Is it just because you're moving your head as you talk?
Yeah, but why? What is that? Is it reflecting or something?
Or is it Zoom? Are they doing something?
I think it's like maybe it's the white balance or something. Like,
sorry, folks, we got distracted. Squirrel.
I don't even remember what I was arguing. What was I saying?
You weren't arguing anything. You were just like, they'll bring in people, they're all in the same Discord channel and stuff.
Oh, yeah. But like, I'm just saying that's the real danger with Minnesota, is they're showing the rest of the world like how to organize and whatever, because the more news stories that are done about that, it's like, oh shit, they're now other people are gonna do this, because it's insane, right? It's like there's 867 police officers in where are they at? Milwaukee? I know they're in Minnesota, but what's the specific town that they're in? Minneapolis? Is it Minneapolis?
Minneapolis, I guess.
Minneapolis. There's 867 police officers in Minneapolis, and they sent in 3,000 Border Patrol and ICE agents, right? It's like, that is like, so it's like three times almost the size of their police force. Actually, more than three times the size of their police force. It's like, yeah, it's batshit crazy. Of course we're walking around and filming them and whatever, because they're just, what the fuck are they doing? Who are they? What are, you know, did you see the footage of them trying to get into the embassy? Like there was a different,
no.
There was a foreign country's embassy that they were trying to get in. And the embassy dude was like, dude, Ecuador. Thank you, Kathy Marshall. Yeah. It's like the ICE agents out there are like, we need to get inside your building to search for it. And they're like, this is an embassy. This is the Ecuadorian embassy. Like this is Ecuador property. Like this is, you know,
This is a sovereign.
Yeah, this is a sovereign. This section of America is a sovereign land or whatever. It's just like, and they kept pounding on the door and whatever. It was like, they were like, they kept explaining it to him. It was like going like, no, we're a different country. Like, there are diplomatic laws. Like, you have zero jurisdiction here. It's like, you know, this is where people running from you would go, right? It's like, because it's neutral ground. And they were just like getting more and more agitated, but it's like literally that could set off, like, you know, I mean, it's not with Ecuador, but it's like, you know, if that had happened at some, like if we had stormed into the Russian embassy or something and started like ripping apart walls and looking for things.
Are there, like, Russian embassies? Like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Are there Chinese embassies?
Yeah, there are. Any country that we have diplomatic relations with can establish an embassy here in America. It is part of being a member of the United Nations. That is what we do there, at least for now.
For now.
Until it becomes the, what is he trying to peddle now? Like, for $1 billion, you can join his council of small penises or whatever. It's board like the peace. Board of peace. Yeah. It's a fucking comic book. It literally is a fucking comic book to these people. Do you know the one thing that I wish more people would talk about? And I'm going to get some of it wrong. I'm just going to tell you that right up front. But the most of what I'm going to say is right. But some of the stuff will be slightly off that you'll just have to Google it to see. But when they talk about the rapists and the murderers and the felons that they're deporting from the country, they're talking about convicted felons, right? And we're deporting. They're the bad guys, the worst of the worst, the bad guys.
Okay.
Do you know where they get those from? Do you know where they get them from?
Prison?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. The state the state prisons and the city jail. When you arrest someone and put them on trial and then convict them, right, over, and they're not a U.S. citizen, they're an undocumented immigrant, you are supposed to talk to ICE. That is what ICE does, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, right? So it's like that is ICE's job, is to go around to prisons and pick up these undocumented immigrants that have been convicted of crimes and are serving a prison sentence, and pick them up and decide to either, you know, deport them, or if there's some kind of, you know, whatever agreement between their country. Wait, that's what they're supposed to deal with it, right? These are not U.S. citizens. This is not a shock, right? We know that this person was convicted and he's not a U.S. citizen, and now we're just waiting for ICE. So when they talk about that, like, they want you to think that when they're going door to door, knocking on walls and, you know, looking for these people, it's like, they want you to think that these people are just hiding out in their houses or whatever, right? That has not happened. Like, there are no, murderers and rapists that we know of that are just hiding there. Like, that would mean that the police would have to know that those people were suspected in a crime and go, oh, well, they're not documented immigrants, so we won't investigate, right? It's just like, you think that a bunch of ICE agents going that you're going to find, like, all you're doing, you're just picking up, just normal people trying to go about their lives that happen to be undocumented. And then where they get you with the fucking statistics is that because they're undocumented, that's technically a violation of law. So they are now criminals because they have violated a law. And then that whole stupid press conference where Trump kept holding up this, oh, this is a bad dude. Oh, look at this guy wanted for murder. This is a bad dude. This guy convicted of, it's like, if the thing about every single one of those photos that he held up is they were all wearing orange jumpsuits because they were all in the prison system. It's like, we know where they are. They're in prison. Like, ICE doesn't need to go find them. We know where they are. They're in prison. That's where the really bad guys are. We've caught them because by and large, law enforcement does a fairly decent job of catching criminals, which in this country, which is why we have a low crime rate. And they put them in prison. God damn it. I just wish more people would talk about that, because they just let them slide with this. You know, to this date, we've taken 3,000, convicted felons out of the country and whatnot. The other thing that's happening to these regular everyday citizens, immigrants that they pick up and is they're just sending them to a detention center. And it's not a jail. Like it's their own detention center that they're building. They allocated $60 billion to build these detention centers across the country, which of course is been built by, Trump supporters, Trump donors or whatever. And now, what they've done when Trump fired all the immigration judges or most of the immigration judges, it was to slow down the deportation, process. So what happens is they pick up these people that are not convicted criminals. They put them in a detention center and they go, oh, you'll have to wait here because we're going to give you due process. So you're gonna have to wait here to talk to a judge. Your wait may be 2 to 3 years. And so they detain them for 2 to 3 years until they can go and see a judge to say, oh, I'm not, whatever, or to plead their case, whatever. But in the meantime, at the cost to us, you and me, taxpayers, we are paying $15 million a day to operate these detention centers. So $15 million a day is being spent. So these people who are supposedly getting like free healthcare and free, I don't know what the fuck these people think they're getting for free, but all of it's bullshit, but it's like, oh my God, they're bleeding their economy, right? They're taking our resources. They're blah, blah. So instead of them doing a job for an American company and contributing to economy, we're now going to put them in a detention center and pay for them. We're now paying for them. So it's like we are now literally just supporting their lives in the shittiest possible environment that we possibly could for the 2 to 3 years that it takes for them to get to an immigration judge to even begin to even plead their case. And that detention center that they took them to doesn't even have to be anywhere near where they got picked up. That five-year-old kid that they picked up in Minneapolis was in Texas by that evening. They sent him to Texas because they had room at a detention center there. They sent him down to Florida. Largely, they're sending him off to red states because that's where the detention centers were built, because that's where Trump supporters live, right? It's like, so it's just all a big fucking grift. And it is exhausting, Adam. It's exhausting.
I can tell. I'm not paying that much attention to the news because I can only handle so much. And it's so negative at the moment that,
it is negative. And you know what? I am so annoyed with the Democrats. It's like, I want Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries to go the fuck away. Can we get some new people in there? They're scared of their own damn shadow. They have repeatedly snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. They are just, they're the dumbest, most idiot. It's just the worst run leadership of the Democratic Party ever. It's like Chuck Schumer, if he used to be good, has long since outlived his understanding of how things work. And the fact that they've now decided, I'm talking about today, they decided that, oh yeah, no, we'll go ahead and fund the Department of Homeland Security for a couple of weeks so we can pass this bill so we don't shut down the government, even though the government will still have to shut down because it requires Congress to vote back on it. And Congress is recessed until Monday. So the government shuts down tomorrow, today, at the end of today, the end of Saturday today. The government will shut down until Congress comes back on Monday and votes.
Huh.
But yeah, I don't understand why we were literally in the spot. The concept was, hey, here's this massive spending bill that we're, you know, that passed the House that we're going to now vote on. And included in that is this ungodly amount of money that we're sending to DHS, to ICE. And hey, we can cut their funding off. Now, it wouldn't stop their day-to-day operations right now because they're already pretty well funded, you know, in reserve, whatever. This is for, you know, an expansion kind of a thing. But it would, you know, gum up the works and whatever. And it was something that the Democrats could easily do because all we needed to do was to, I think, only have like six. Like, we only needed six of us to, I don't remember. It wasn't a lot that needed to just simply say, hey, I will not vote for this funding, you know, this funding bill if it includes DHS. It's like we need to, put, to pull the DHS funding out of this bill. And somehow they got talked into keeping the funding in, but only for 2 weeks. And then we'll renegotiate it in 2 weeks. And I'm like, what is going to change on your position in 2 weeks, Chuck Schumer? Are you say you're going to feel differently about them murdering citizens 2 weeks from now? It's like you're so hyper focused on making a fucking deal that you're forgetting that you were trying to take a principled stand against the government killing citizens. It's just like go away, let somebody else do your job because you suck at it. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Well, that has been your politics half hour.
Was that everyone, a half hour? That wasn't a half hour.
Felt like it.
Did it?
I don't know if it was a half hour, but it seemed like it.
I was enjoying it. I felt very cathartic. It's because I just, you know, to yell and to scream. Has Lamont Cranston fallen asleep yet? Because I want to talk to you about the traitors, the fucking traitors.
Well, he's in there.
I know.
Still.
I know. Oh, he's typing. He's not asleep. He's typing. Okay.
We don't have to.
Good night, Lamont.
You'll go.
No, I want to. He's gonna pop out. Yeah. Good night. Okay.
Oh, you're telling him to go?
I want to talk to you about the traitors. All right. I want to talk to you about the traitors. I was so annoyed when they got rid of a Monet exchange. It's like, I was kind of digging Monet. I didn't like her when she was on Drag Race, but she's kind of grown on me over the years. Like, I can see what she's doing.
On Traitors.
Yeah.
I'm very much a traitor supporter.
Yeah.
Because I'm always for the underdog. And I feel like the traitors are somewhat of an underdog because there are so many faithful and so few traitors that for whatever reason, even though the traitors are the bad guys, I kind of am always, I have a soft spot for the traitors.
I mean, but are they the bad guys?
Well, I mean, not the people aren't, but the character, I mean, the role is of a bad guy. You're murdering people.
But the people that they're murdering are like the worst people. They're just like the most insufferable people. It's like an entire castle full of Larry Vaders. It's like, it's just so, very, did you see that they're doing, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, but one thing, and I know you're not completely caught up, so I don't know how much I can say.
I told you what I know. I told you where I'm at. I'm at that Ron just got, banished, and I don't know who's gotten murdered. I don't know who they murdered after Ron got banished.
Right. And I'm also watching both the UK version and this celebrity version at the same time. And so because we were behind, we had never caught up with season two of UK, just regular people, traitor.
Yeah.
So we're watching both simultaneously. But anyway,
you know, they're doing person version in
the US. I saw that.
Are you going to apply for it?
No. I don't have any need to go. I mean, I might someday apply for like Wheel of Fortune or something, but I don't need to go on like a reality show. I might do a game show, but no plans. But
Fatty was on a game show.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
Didn't he go to Price is Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. He went to Price is Right. I think many times.
Was he on there?
No, though? I don't think he got chosen as a contestant. Did he or somebody he knew made it to contestants row, you know, where you get to bid, but they didn't make it up on stage. Like they never made it as a contestant, but I don't think it was Fatty, but I know that Fatty, I think, I don't know. Maybe I'm imagining it.
You think
I'm
there are people that attend hundreds and thousands of Price is Right tapings, just hoping they'll get.
So
there must be.
There are, no, they wouldn't, because they wouldn't let them. Once they start recognizing you, then they're going to, because remember, these are free tickets. Like you don't pay to do these things, right? You just have to show up. And so, but there's been so many articles written about, you know, what they look for and, you know, what they're, you know, how they pick their contestants and stuff like that. But it is really all just, you know, crowd work and stuff. However, what I have figured out or discovered over the past bit here is that I guess there's people whose job it is to coach people on how to like that guy that does that podcast with his insufferable fucking parents. His job, like the thing that he gets paid for, is he coaches bachelor contestants on how to get selected to be on the show. Like four of my clients over the years have made it as contestants on the show. It's like, you know, I teach people how to, you know, how to become an attractive candidate for the show and stuff like that. So that's
anyway,
how he makes his money.
Traitors.
People pay. But the point was.
Well, I was about to say the thing I don't like without spoiling anything.
Oh no, we kicked out Lamont.
So no, for you because you.
Okay, go ahead.
Things have
changed.
Anyway. I don't like it when traitors turn on each other.
Oh.
I hate it.
I hate it.
I find it so disloyal. And I don't like it. That's all I can say at this point.
I feel like, you know, at least from as far as I've watched, I completely understand why he voted for Lisa. I thought he very eloquently stated that much earlier in the episode where he's like, look, I've heard her name. Like, I know that people suspect.
Oh, it gets worse.
I know that people suspect her.
It gets worse, though.
If I'm close to her and she goes, then everyone's like, oh, well, he was close to her, so he's.
But it gets much worse.
Okay. All right.
In my opinion.
All right.
And I don't like it when people do that.
I guess I'm going to find out. I mean, I didn't like it when Ceri, like, made the other traitor.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that was just like, that was unnecessary.
When she voted out the other.
Yeah, that was very unnecessary.
Because she wanted to keep all the money for
herself.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, come on, get off your fucking high horse. So, I'm watching the trade up, but I couldn't watch Percy Jackson. That was just. I have a Cyclops and he's my brother. It's like, it's like, hey, let's just wedge a brand new character into the show, like out of nowhere. It's like, meanwhile, off stage, Percy's mom adopted this, like, that's how you're going to bring him in. You couldn't have brought him in some other way. You couldn't have, like, you know, had it been more.
Well,
interesting.
It's not that I had problems with the stories per se. It was just boring.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
what I'm saying. Maybe so something interesting as to how they found this Cyclops instead of just talking about, oh yeah, well they found him and now look at him. He's a normal part of the show. He's a normal part of this family. It's like, here's an idea. Why don't you show us that happening in some kind of way that's entertaining to watch? Because right now you're
and
just
it was
talking.
Very light in plot.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it was just like,
I mean, these
just
are children's
for
books. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, I suppose, yeah. It is based off an actual story.
Yeah. And
so the story is very plot.
Yeah.
Light on plot.
Yeah.
It's just like they've got to get the golden fleece.
Yeah.
To, you right. know.
It's the MacGuffin of the season, right?
So and that's like, what, you know, that's pretty much it. They've got to get the golden fleece.
Right. That's how Harry Potter works, right? He's like, oh, I got to get the Sorcerer's Stone. Or, oh, I got to get into the games, the Hogwarts game.
True.
Or, oh, I got to get.
That is true.
I got to get this Prisoner of Azkaban. I've got to get.
But Harry Potter's much more interesting than.
Well, up until the point that bitch went.
Well, I mean.
Insane.
It doesn't change the fact that the stories are more interesting, but
no,
it might make them less palatable because you don't the author, but
it does. It makes them less palatable.
Yeah. So anyway, those were my topics,
which is sad because I do like their butterbeer. And,
do you completely boycott Harry Potter land?
Yeah, because she gets a direct percentage of those. Like when you buy Harry Potter merchandise or the butterbeer or whatever, that's how she makes her money off that. Like your ticket that you buy to go into the park, she gets a very small, tiny percent of that. She primarily makes her money from the merchandise sales and food and beverage sales and merchandise sales in the Harry Potter area. Same way that like their contract with Marvel, basically Marvel gets a cut of all the food and merchandise in the Marvel Island there that they have. So it's, you know, that yes, the answer is yes. I don't go to the Harry Potter. I don't engage. The only time
we went to the Harry Potter.
Yes. The last
you and I did.
That was before she went crazy though. The last time that I went to Islands of Adventure where Harry Potter was that Microsoft conference that I did 2 years ago, and everything was free, including the butterbeer. So she didn't get a fucking, you know, it's like they had already paid her. It's like they'd
already, somebody paid.
Yeah, but I didn't. It wasn't me, my money coming out of my pocket. So I drank a butterbeer then because, yes, because fuck you. Even Hitler could make good food. And that makes it sound like there should be like a fast food restaurant called Hitler's. I mean, sure, he was a dictator, but he made good taters. It's like, Adolf Hitler coming for my famous dictators. They're taters shaped like penises. I don't know what he would sound like, so I'm kind of lost on what I should. Now I should do that.
So you gave your cold to Lamont.
I did, apparently.
He was on cold. He's on cold medication tonight, he said.
I was on that last week. Yeah. But it's past. It's past, Adam. We're just in time, but we're getting hit.
And Mark was sick like the week before, so maybe he gave it to you.
He gave it to me. I'll tell you, we had like this cold snap come through, and it just warmed. Today was perfectly lovely. Today was a lovely day, and now we've got another fucking cold snap coming through tomorrow. And it's as the aforementioned 20 degrees with a wind chill of, you know, single digits ahead of us.
It's getting down to, not that it's a competition, but it's getting down to 7 degrees here tonight.
So here's the difference, though. Where you are, when it snows, you have the infrastructure to remove that snow. And, you know, the government owns snow trucks and snow plows and, you know, salt road salters and things like that. When we get really cold weather or frost or ice or anything like that in Florida, we are completely unequipped to handle any of it. We do not have.
But you're not getting any. Are you getting precipitation as well? Are you expecting snow or ice or something?
We live in the tropics, so it will, you know, we have a frost. So we have morning frost, which is ice. So we do have ice in the morning, you know, and our overpasses tend to freeze over. Because it's a very humid place where we live, and it's, you know, when it gets that cold, things will freeze.
Yeah, this week's going to be cold.
I'm done with this. I want it to be warm again.
Global warming, Daniel.
I want it to be warm again. I'm done with the cold. I'm ready for it to be warm again.
This is saying our low is going to be 5 degrees tonight. It's currently 11.
She said, this is that Lisa, stupid person. She was just like, oh, he convinced me about Portia or whatever. Like, you were a traitor. How did he convince you? I accidentally. Well,
did she say that in the quote diary room?
Yes. Or
did she?
Yes.
She
no, was, it was in the diary room.
She was saying
room.
That to other people, but nope, that was to.
That would have made sense to tell other people that.
She did also tell other people that.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. She was just trying to repeat it to herself or whatever. Yeah. No, it's all right. I enjoy the camp of it. I enjoy the. Just the amount of plastic surgery and prosthetics and just these people just mutilate themselves. It's crazy. Just crazy, Adam. Crazy. But I will watch. I will watch the next episode. And although now I can, I haven't watched Critical Role yet, and I'm so excited to get back into, you know what I'm saying? Because last week was really good.
And yeah.
Like this week is gonna, you know, so I'm like, oh, I want to know. But I also know that, you know, I need some stuff to watch on Sunday.
When does Zach get home?
I think he gets in Monday afternoon-ish.
Monday afternoon. He took a few days off work.
He did, yeah. Yeah. Yep, which is like, who knows? We have to cut back on stuff this year, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well. All right. Well, I'm going to go.
Anything else?
I'm going to go finish
watching. Tony, I hope this got you through a drive.
Yeah, I don't even know how long it was. How long was it? It's fine.
An hour, probably.
It's free, and it's fine. You said that I literally ranted about politics for a half hour.
Oh, good 45 minutes.
Anyway, all right. Well, good night, chat room.
Good night, chat room.
That's Kathy Marshall. We appreciate
you. Good night,
you.
Stream.